The United Arab Emirates is quitting OPEC, the alliance that controls about 40% of the world's oil supply. What does this mean? Let's take a closer look. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries was formed in Baghdad in 1960 by Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Venezuela. It has 12 members, including the UAE, that hold more than 80% of the world's proven oil reserves. For decades, OPEC has tried to keep oil prices stable, not too high to hurt economies, but not too low so producers still make money. But now, the UAE wants out. It wants more freedom to pump and sell oil on its own terms, especially as the world slowly shifts towards cleaner energy. Because if oil demand peaks in the future, producers want to sell more now while it's still valuable. And that's where things get complicated. The UAE is one of the few countries that can quickly ramp up oil production. Without it, OPEC has less control over global supply. That could mean a more unpredictable oil market and more volatile prices over time. But right now, there's a bigger issue. A key shipping route, the Strait of Hormuz, is effectively blocked, disrupting about a fifth of the world's oil supply. That is already pushing prices up. So for now, what matters most isn't who's in OPEC. It's whether the strait reopens. But once it does, the UAE's exit could reshape how oil prices are controlled and how stable they are.